Sorry about that, guys. I had my mic muted. What's up, YouTube? It's Mark here from Next Level Tech and Beyond the Streams. Today, it's just myself for right now. I might have a special guest join me in about half an hour, 45 minutes, if I'm on that long. I don't think I'll be on that long. Rojas wasn't available today. He wished he was, but unfortunately, you guys are just going to have to put up with me. So the question today is newer always better? So before we really dive into today's topic, I want to know how many of you guys are part of the notification squad. How many of you guys actually got a notification saying Beyond the Streams is going live? Cyclone says, yep, you're going to be on for 45 minutes. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a little tired today. I had a long week. I still have a lot more things to do. I'll be live again tomorrow as well. Yeah, Cyclone is crazy. So Cyclone says he doesn't get notifications for anything but Beyond the Streams. So I'm happy that you get these notifications. So let's start it off like this. Is newer always better? If we're talking about remotes, what are we talking about? Who can guess in the chat what remote we're talking about? Is newer always better? What's up, Preppy Mama? How you doing? Is my audio sounding okay now? I know I was muted for a bit. I haven't really been messing around with my audio too much. That's okay. The show just started, Flickchick. It's all good. It's all good. Didn't miss anything yet. So before we get started, I just wanted to give a big shout out to our sponsors. If you guys haven't yet, please make sure to check out Omni Labs in the description below. They are offering a fantastic telepresent robot that allows you to remote into any location and navigate a robot to help interact with loved ones, friends, family, and even in some situations, workplaces. One of the things that's really cool about the Omni Labs telepresent robot is that it actually has an all-day battery life. And I didn't learn this until today. So their telepresent robot actually has 6 hours of battery life with 18 hours of idle time. So you can get a full day out of a single charge. And when you're all done, you press a single button and it self charges. It navigates back to its dock and it will charge itself for you. So that's pretty cool. So make sure you check it out. I believe through their website on the link below, you can actually schedule like a free test drive. So if you guys are interested in that, check it out. It's pretty cool. Also Buzz TV has always been around. They've been a part of the streaming community for a long time and they keep, you know, coming out with new interesting devices. I've recently tested out the 4900. I put a 2.5-inch SSD in it, and it's pretty cool that you can put an SSD into an Android box. It makes it fully portable, compact, and versatile. So you don't even need internet if you're running with something like an SSD inside of an Android box. So make sure you check out Buzz TV. All right, let's see what the chat's saying. Fire Stick remote, you guys got it. The new Fire Stick remote. Do I think there's a new Fire Cube coming out this year? I'm going to go with no. So I'm going to talk about the remote. And then once I'm done talking about the remote, I'll talk about what I think the Fire TV line is going to do this year. And here's a sneak peek. Nothing but remotes. But we'll get into that. So let me share my screen and we'll jump right into it. Give me 1 second here. Now, as you guys know, I am terrible with keeping up with the chat and being able to have a coherent conversation. So if you see me stuttering or jumping back and forth between the chat, it is what it is. Okay, so we need to share our screen. Share screen. And we are going to share this one. All right, let me know if you guys can see my screen okay for those that are listening on the podcast. The title of this article is from, the article is from AFTV News, and I absolutely love the work that Elias does over at AFTV News. I've had brief conversations with him in the background, but he does a fantastic job with putting out some great articles. So we've done this week or last week, man, we've done 120 episodes on Beyond the Stream. So it's kind of hard to remember when each episode airs, but we've talked about the new Fire TV remotes before they were coming out, after they came out, all that kind of stuff. But Amazon is starting to, I guess, try to confuse us. So right here it says the difference between the 2020 and the 2021 Amazon Fire TV Stick, which should you buy? So now on Amazon, it's got two different listings. One says Fire TV Stick 3rd Gen with Alexa voice remote includes TV controls HD streaming device 2021 release. And the other listing says Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote including TV controls HD streaming device 2020 release. Now, the wording of this makes it sound like they're two completely different devices. But in all actuality, they're not. They are the exact same device, and all they did was switch out the remote. They are the exact same price, believe it or not. I'm just going to pull back up the chat here, make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah, so they are the exact same device. I don't know. I guess they're going to be slowly switching over to the new TV remotes, but they still have ample stock in the old style remote. Now, I want to ask the chat, for those of you that can see the actual screen or know what the actual Fire TV remotes look like, the 2021, what do you think looks better? There was, at least to me, there is a simplicity about a Fire TV remote without all the extra buttons. It had exactly enough buttons that were needed. There was no clutter. You could use it with the lights off, know what buttons you were pressing, and you were good to go. And I'm sure we're only adding four more buttons, but then what's next? You know what I mean? So you guys let me know. What do you like better, the 2020 remote or the 2021 remote? Now, I also wanted to point out in these two listings, the newer listing, the 2021 listing, says that it's a third gen Fire stick. In the 2020 listing, they took that out. So it's almost like their marketing is trying to play with these words to make the consumer confused, or at least believe that they are two different devices when they're not. So it's pretty crazy. What's up, Josh? What's up, 619 OTA, Sandman? How you doing? Yeah, you can order the new remote by itself, but to me, it's like it's crazy. The remotes are just as expensive as the actual device. So I would just purchase a whole new device. Oh my God. Yo, okay. Craig, I see that. So Craig says, what about the AK Fire Stick? April Fools. There's been a lot of good April Fool jokes that came out on YouTube today. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of the content creators that I follow came out with videos today. They were great, but the problem is, you know, they're April Fools. Like, if a content creator has always been like, I absolutely hate this, I'm against this, I'm against this, and they come up with a video saying, I've switched all of my things to this and I'm using only this now, and that's the thing they've been talking about that they don't like for like a year, you're like, yeah, of course you're gonna make this switch on April Fools. Right. But it's kind of fun seeing them kind of step out of their character and have a little bit more fun with their roles, right? Because YouTube can sometimes feel like a job. Being a content creator can feel like a job. And we all start this because we have fun with it. We enjoy, we have passions when it comes to tech or whatever you're a content creator for. So April Fools maybe gives us as content creators the opportunity to have a little bit of fun with our job. So it's kind of cool. I have one April Fool video that I saw that I wanted to share, but I'm going to do that later on in the video. Right now, we're just going to be talking about the remotes. All right, so I don't know. I'm probably going to get my hands on the new remote just to check it out. I want to see if the button mapper works on these proprietary buttons that for Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, whatever. Now, one thing to note, those buttons, those four buttons on the bottom, they will change depending on what region you're in, because certain services are available in certain regions, right? So for instance, in Canada, we don't have Hulu. So we wouldn't have a Hulu button on our remote. So I got to see. I'm not sure what the Canadian one's going to come with, but I'll check it out. These aren't available until the 14th, I think. But yeah, so this article, I'm just going to skim through it really quickly. So it confirms, or Elias confirms, that the 2020 and 21 Fire TV sticks are identical. First and foremost, the Fire TV sticks included in both the 2020 and 2021 releases are identical in every way. Both the listings include exact same third generation Fire TV sticks that was first announced and released in September 2020. The hardware and software of the HDMI stick that plugs into your TV is both of these bundles are identical. The only difference is the remote that comes included with each one. There are distinct differences between the Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick, and the Fire TV Stick 4K, but the two 2020 and 2021 bundles we're discussing in this article are both for the current latest Fire TV Stick model, which is the middle grade model of the Fire TV Sticks. So not the 4K and not the Lite. When deciding between the 2020 and 2021 Fire Sticks, you're only deciding between which remote you want. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Some people might say that I'm a NVIDIA Shield hater. That's not the point. But when you're looking at the 2015, 2017, and 2019 NVIDIA Shields, the pros, or not the dongles, but the actual NVIDIA Shields, the only thing that was changed in any of those devices, well, one from the first year was they dropped the actual hard drive size from 500 all the way down to 16, I think. And everything else was the same, but every year they came out with a new remote. So what's up, Stuart? I see you. Maybe they took a page out of NVIDIA's book when they were like, you know what? We're going to start releasing the exact same devices. We're just going to change the remotes. Some people were speculating because it's been 2 years that the 4K Fire Stick has come out that we're going to see a new Fire Stick. To be honest, I don't think we're going to see a new Fire Stick. And I think that the streaming devices have reached a good point that they run sufficient enough at a cheap enough value for them to run for a little bit longer. Let's look at consoles, for instance, like video game consoles. Video game consoles now are generally lasting for a whole decade, and they might come out with slightly different versions. Hence, that's what they did with the NVIDIA Shield. They came out with the dongle version. With the Fire Sticks, they came out with the Lite and the third generation and the 4K. They came out with some variants, and then they just run those for a few years, right? Even the NVIDIA Shield, they came out with the same thing every 2 years. They didn't change anything. The processor, even though they say in the latest version in the NVIDIA Shield Pro, they say that it has the Tegra X1 processor. It doesn't. It's all a lie. confirmed by NVIDIA, they're running the Tegra X1 processor, not the X1 Plus, and it's running a software overclock. So they've taken the same 2017, they overclocked the processor, and they changed the remote, they repackaged it, and they sold it for the same price again. So that processor has gotten away for over 6 years, has been able to be repackaged and sold year after year. So I don't think there's going to be any new devices coming out this year in regards to the 4K stick or the cube. What's up, Shrink and Sharon? So just going down, it says the first difference is the channel guide button. So you're going to notice that the channel guide button is added here. They've moved the mute button from the bottom to the left-hand side. And then they've added the four buttons there. The Alexa button is now blue. How you doing, Carl? All right, so let's keep going. So this is where the channel guide button takes you. It's no different from where the previous second gen stick, or not second gen, third gen stick remote was taking you before. See, this is the 4K remote, but the Lite actually came with the TV button on it. So if you guys that are familiar with the Lite, you would know that it would take you automatically to the channel guide. And that's really the only difference. So this is where I was talking about how the app buttons are going to change depending on which region you're in. So if you're in the States, this is the one you're probably going to be getting with Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu. What's up, Red Lantern? How are you doing? If you're in another region, actually, that's kind of cool. I don't mind that. I like that one, actually. So the second one, I would assume that this might be the one we're getting in Canada, because I know DAZN is a service that we can get here as well. But this one here actually isn't too bad. Comes with your Prime Video, your Netflix, your apps, and Amazon Music. Now, this is interesting. I wish they offered more options like this. So, for instance, instead of Amazon Music, it would say apps and settings. That would be pretty cool to me. If I clicked on apps, I could see all the apps installed on my device. I like that. I think that's good. And if the other one said settings, I think that would be cool too. Like a quick launch to your settings, your device settings. To me, that makes more sense than Amazon Music, but I get it. Like you're Amazon, you gotta promote your stuff, right? What's up, Jamarie? So I get it. But out of all these ones, if I had to pick one, it would probably be the one with apps on it. But I am going to try to put Button Mapper on there and change it like I do with everything else. So it is what it is. But we also have to understand that these devices, these Fire TV devices, they are, I call it the gateway drug to the streaming world, right? Amazon is able to keep these devices so cheap by throwing subscription services at you, by throwing advertisements at you, and they do it in such a good way that we don't even realize that we're being advertised to. All those things that fly by on your home screen, the movies, the TV shows, applications, games, things to purchase, the integration of Amazon Juanita, because we say Juanita here, we don't say the A word. I don't want to set off all your devices. Yeah, Flickchick, I get it. I like a couple buttons to reprogram. Cool. That would be cool. Like, even if they put symbols here instead of the actual logos, and then you could reprogram them yourselves. Like, I agree with you, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a business for them, and they have to advertise certain things. So they most likely have a certain contract with to promote certain services like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. And that's why those buttons are there. But these buttons are more and more common.
Let me see here. I don't have a picture of my other remotes, but
on other devices, those same buttons can be found as well too. So even on smart TVs, you're going to find the same kind of buttons. It's hard to run from it now. So, you know, worst case scenario, you reprogram it and your Hulu means another application that you want to use. Just saying. But that's it. So let me get a little bit into why I think we got a release of a remote versus a release of a new device. So I touched on it really briefly about I think that we've plateaued a little bit in regards to streaming devices. We've kind of hit a point where they are good enough at the price point they are to last us a little while. Think about how many people we see that are still rocking the first and second gen Fire Sticks. It's crazy the amount of people that are still using those devices, right? And the 4K stick, even though it came out 2 years ago, it still has a lot of life in it. The 4K stick, when it came out, it kind of hit a lot of things. It did a lot of things right. Everything from the Bluetooth connectivity to the Wi-Fi to the speed of the device, everything else, they did very, very well. Maybe. So just getting into why I think their focus, because at the beginning of the stream, Josh asked me, do I think they're going to be coming out with a new Fire TV Cube? And we've discussed this really briefly on our podcast before, but my mentality is I wouldn't come out with a new Cube if I was them right now. The goal of the game right now is to bundle. So right now they have solid devices. They're bringing up Luna. Right. So Luna is their competitor against things like Stadia, GeForce Now, and Xbox's gaming stuff. So it's a streaming-based gaming platform that you can use on any Fire TV device and any Fire device pretty much. So their processors that they're running in all of the sticks now, because the 4K stick, the third gen stick, and the Lite are all using the same processor. Great processor, right? They're all using DDR4 RAM. If you want to look at the Cube is running the S922 M-Logic chipset, which is, outside of the Tegra line, the best processor on the market, right? It is very much capable of gaming. But we also have to keep in mind that when we are gaming on a cloud-based service like Luna, like the Stadia, like GeForce Now, the processing is not done locally. The processing is done in the cloud. So do we need processing power like the Tegra X1? Do we need the processing power like we get in the S922 chipset in the Cube? Not necessarily, right? So I think there's going to be a bigger push into bundling things like remotes and controllers into their current product line. That's going to be the push, not to a new device, right? If we start asking for things like more RAM, like we have for years, they're not going to really care. And that's because the power of the cloud, right? Amazon has a lot of money invested into cloud-based services like AWS, Luna, and other products like that. And they're really trying to utilize it. So if they can use the power of the cloud to take away some of the processing power that's done locally on these devices, then they don't necessarily have to spend more on the average consumer's hardware, right? The average consumer doesn't necessarily need to upgrade, but they can still get the average consumer to pay more through paying for services like Prime Music, Prime Video, Luna, and whatever else they're trying to sell you. So I strongly believe that the push isn't going to be for devices. It's going to be for bundling services and subscriptions. That's the way I see it going. Carl D says, but I want to see a new device with a bajillion RAM. We all do, and we all keep asking for it. But they had an opportunity to come out with the third-gen Fire TV stick with a gig and a half of RAM and then come out with the 4K stick at 2 gigs of RAM, right? That was the full opportunity. Or they could have just made the 4K stick, the third-gen stick. That was an opportunity too, right? So I don't know. I'm not going to try to hold my breath and ask for more RAM, because outside of just streaming your TV shows and movies, the only real reason these devices would need more RAM is if they were gaming locally. And that's not the direction that these companies are going right now. Yes, you can game on them, but the companies want you to game on their cloud-based subscription platforms. That's what they want. So do I think that they are going to be coming out with new devices? And even if they do come out with new devices, do I think they're going to be very big advancements in regards to technology and hardware? I don't. I honestly don't. They may, because somebody in the chat said they're going to go from a 4K Fire Stick to a 4K Fire Stick Plus. Maybe they take that 1.5 gigs of RAM to 2 gigs, or maybe they take that I really don't think they're taking that 8 gigs of ROM to 16. Just something doesn't tell me that they're going to do that, right? To me, it's all about bundling right now. And that's where I think the market is going in regards to these devices. We have a lot of great devices on the market, between the Chromecast, the TiVo's come a long way. The Fire TV devices, they've come a long way. I absolutely hated the Fire Stick first gen. Second gen was becoming annoying to use. And the Lite and the third generation Fire TV devices are so much better. For sure, they are so much better. Nothing is without its bugs, though. So, yeah, the new Fire TV interface has started rolling out this month in regards to the 4K Fire Sticks. And I think the Cube, too, but I could be wrong on that one. So that's kind of my mentality where I think this stuff is going. What do you guys think? Let me know what you guys think in the chat. Yeah, I agree with you guys. I agree. But the thing is, as well, there's two things that take up a lot of room in regards to hard drive storage when it comes to the Fire TV devices or any of these Android streaming devices. One is games. When you download games, some of these games could be up to a gig in size, depending on the actual game itself. Some of the games that you have installed on your cell phones, go take a look and see how much space those games are taking up on your cell phone. They actually, some of the new modern games take up over a gig for sure. So those take up a lot of room. The second thing on a Fire device that is going to take up a lot of room is your screensaver. Anytime I set up a brand new Fire TV device for myself, for a family member or a friend, one of the first things I do is go in and turn off that screensaver, because that screensaver starts to cache all these 4K images and it can take up to a gig as well, right? So if we have 8 gigs to start, your operating system is going to take up 2 to 3 gigs. And out of the box, you're probably going to get somewhere about 4.3 gigs of space. If your screensaver takes up a gig, you're down to 3. You install a handful of apps, you're down to 2. And once those apps start to cache, as they start to run, you're going to be down to 2. And then under 2 is where you're really going to start to have issues. So I always highly recommend to disable that screensaver. It's just, there's not enough room on these Fire TV devices when it comes to sticks to be running them. Canuck Mark, it's valid, right? We all have our own preferences. So Canuck Mark, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, Canuck Mark says, I think they need to upgrade. I don't use them, but I think in my opinion, they're underpowered. Now, I don't disagree with you, but everyone has their own personal preference, right? Everyone's going to use their devices a little bit differently. So they very well be underpowered for you. But for the average person, these Fire Sticks are clutch, right? So I'm not saying that you're wrong, but for the average person that just wants to sit in front of their TV, hit a button, and launch Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, these are faster than they ever need them to be. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about that, about these remotes. If you think they're actually going to come out with a device. Now, realistically, if you think they're going to be coming out with a device, you can leave it in the chat what you think they're going to be coming out with. And I'm asking you guys, be realistic. Look at the track record, right? And not about our wish list. What do you think they're actually going to be coming out with? Because you can't tell me, oh, they're going to come out with a new Fire TV Cube and it's going to have 500 gigs of onboard storage with 4 gigs of RAM. Nah, that ain't realistic. It ain't realistic. Nobody's doing that in this game. If anybody was going to do that, it would have been the NVIDIA Shield. They tried to in 2015 and they took that away very shortly after because they realized that their goal was the cloud. GeForce Now has been around a long time, right? And they're just starting to change their prices about GeForce Now, right? GeForce Now has gone through its growing pains. We've had developers drop off GeForce Now. We've seen people leave it, and it was originally free when it came out of its beta program. So there's a lot of interesting things that these companies have gone through their growing pains. And one of the biggest things is teaching your customers that your product is what they want. You'll always have the people that'll complain, and that'll be us, because we want, you know, those 4 gigs of RAM and the 500 gigs of onboard storage. But we're not necessarily the people that they're trying to sell these to. Do I like the new interface? I haven't used it enough, but so here's the thing at my workstation here. So Craig's asking me, do you like the new interface for Fire TV? At my workstation here, I have the Fire TV stick set up on a 21-inch monitor. So my perspective of it is from a 21 inch monitor, and it could be skewed. That being said, navigating from the old layout to the new layout, I'm finding that maybe I'm just a boomer, but I'm finding that the writing and the ability to read certain things, it seems like they're smaller, slightly smaller. It could be because I'm on a 21 inch monitor, but I find that the older layout was much friendlier on people with poorer eyesight because I do wear glasses. Aside from that, I think after the growing pains, it'll become easier to use. They've kind of put everything on the home screen for you to navigate versus going into a couple different screens for you to get to what you want. And because of that, because we've been programmed to navigate the Fire Stick a certain way, it's going to take some time for us to change our mentality as to where we have to go for certain things. So yes, Jason Boyea says that it sucks. And unfortunately, some people will say that it sucks. Some people will say they like it. Some people will say that it's similar to Android TV and that Android TV is the future. The reality is, it is what it is. If you absolutely hate it, you have two options. You either figure out how to change the interface, and there's videos on YouTube for that, or you go with another device. What's up, Sohail? What's up, Diamond Dave? So that's the reality. Let me just check something here real quick, guys. Okay. All right. I've been streaming for about 33 minutes. I'll probably go for another 10 minutes or so, and then I might just cut it off. It's going to be a short stream today. Like I said, Partner in Crime is not available today, so you guys just got to put up with me. If you have any questions about the Fire TV devices, I'm happy to answer them if I can. But if there's any specific topics you guys would like to hear a podcast on, this is a great opportunity to throw out those ideas and we can work on it and see if we can get some podcast episodes for you guys. This week was a great episode with Mac Marshall. Mac Marshall is the PR manager from Turtle Beach, Rocket, and Neat Microphones. And man, that is a connection, a cool, cool connection. So we got to talk to him behind the scenes a little bit more than we did on the actual podcast. And there's some cool things coming that we might have a sneak peek at. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that for sure. For sure. And he's definitely down to having a couple more interviews, a couple more podcasts with us. So, and I think there's a lot more value to come from that, because I think the Turtle Beach name is really known, but not a lot of people know about Rocket and not a lot of people know about Neat Microphones. So I think there's a good opportunity for him to shed some light as they're all under the Turtle Beach brand. And not a lot of people know that. So that's going to be kind of cool. All right. So I'm going to ask you guys, tell me about your favorite April Fool YouTube video that you've seen today. All right, I'm gonna show you one that I thought was pretty funny. So here's a little segue. So for you guys that are into gaming or into building computers, or just follow, you know, computer parts in general, you'll know that there's a massive, massive shortage when it comes to graphics cards. And where it all lies is from silicone. So silicone or silicon, or however you pronounce it, is in a massive shortage right now. And they need that to create processors. They need that to create GPUs. And it's not the only market that uses it. So a lot of car manufacturers use this as well too in their cars. Ford just announced that they're going to be shutting down for 3 weeks to a month, complete shutdown. Like, their employees are going to be not working, everything. And they're saying that it's going to be close to $1 billion that they're going to be losing because they're shutting down for this period. Some people blame crypto miners, but it's not crypto miners to blame entirely. Yes, crypto miners do have graphics cards, but it's a much bigger issue than that. We also have to understand that this year, right in the middle of the silicon shortage, new consoles were dropped, right? So consoles for Xbox and PlayStation, and those consoles both use silicon. So they were all amped up, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of units were sold. And now it's hard to get everything that's involved with silicon. So it's hard to get the graphics cards. It's hard to get computer parts, CPUs. It's hard to get consoles. And it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get cars. Now, cars don't sell as fast as graphics cards. So there's still going to be cars on the market, but the new production ones are halting right now. And some are saying that it could be 6 months to 2 years before things really kick back into full production. So just be mindful of your next purchases. If you know that there's something that you want to purchase and it's going to be within the next few months, you might want to start looking at it from now and trying to get your hands on it. I know for myself, I am looking for another graphics card. So every day, constantly, I'm checking to see what's in stock, what's in stock, what's in stock. But with the internet and everything else and how it goes, we are fighting with bots. We are fighting with bots every day. So it is what it is. Just be mindful of your purchases because it's crazy. But I'm going to show you a very, very funny YouTube video. Let me see if I can put it up here. Well, hold on. Stop it. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Can I go full screen? Hold on. I'm trying to navigate this inside StreamYard. All right. So let me see here. So here's the segue, guys. I hope you guys are ready for this one. This was one of the funnier April Fool jokes that I've seen. Just because I'm a nerd. All right. So we're share the screen again. So I don't even know what channel this is, but he came out with a video to showcase the NVIDIA RTX 4090. And this is a lot of effort to go into an April Fool's joke. I think it's hilarious. So I'm just going to fast forward it a little bit. Now, let me know if you guys can see it okay. Well, I'm trying to get back to my screen here. That thing is huge. Look at this thing. Like, this is a solid effort. It's got the four fans on that side. I'm assuming that this is the Founders Edition. Look at the fans. It's got a total of what, 6, 8, 10 fans on it. Thing is absolutely massive. So let's. Obviously, look at it's even glowing. Look at that. Look at the amount of effort this guy put in. 12 fans. Look, the fans are pulling in the Coke can. Did you see that? It's like a suitcase on top of your motherboard. A bunghole in Mars Parmelia. Okay, so anybody who's listening to us on the podcast, it is a video on YouTube. This guy did a mock-up of an absolute monstrosity of a RTX, NVIDIA RTX 4090. Obviously, this is a fake product. If you're listening to us, this is April Fool's Day. This thing is probably the size of a, I was going to say a, whoa! The fan just pulled in and broke his monitor. That's insane. So he duct taped it to the table. Okay. I can't with this guy. Whoa. What is this? What is this now? Oh my God. Okay, so sorry guys. I didn't watch the whole video, so I'm dying right now. It looks like he's got an even bigger one with, I don't know, 100 fans on it. And it actually boots up and all the fans start spinning. More. Look at the smoke. I'm dying. I can't right now with YouTube. I can't. Okay. Wow. Okay. So there's an article on Verge about it. So it says April Fool's Day jokes are usually lame and lack any real effort. But 20-year-old Casper Anderson has risen to the occasion for the 2021 to deliver the RTX's 4090. The Danish hardware enthusiast loves to create homemade replicas of retro graphics cards. But his latest RTX 4090 project imagines a future where NVIDIA's cards use 1,000 watts of power and has 12 fan designs, including 48 gigs of VRAM. That's a miner's dream right there. I'm telling you what. The video is a work of art with subtle details like 2 power cords, RGB lighting, and the ridiculous GPU benchmarking tool that records more than 23,000 frames per second. My personal favorite is when the whole PC powers on and the decks start wobbling, a Pepsi Max can tumbles by, and the test rig swings around by itself and crashes into the monitor. If that's not enough, wait until Anderson reveals the RTX 4090 Ti flagship. So that was the one with like 1,000 fans on it, with 8 GPUs and an SLI, and only takes up 4 PCI slots. Anderson has also created a similar video for Intel's Xe gaming GPU. It also includes a GPU to CPU switch on the top, which allows you to choose the card as a motherboard. What? There are plenty more fun videos and projects over at his YouTube channel. So shout out. I highly doubt you're ever going to listen to this podcast, but shout out to Casper Anderson. That is some creativity. And that is a funny, funny video for sure. Absolutely hilarious. Only takes up 4 PCI slots. I don't even, do I? I have 2 in this computer. I only have 2 PCI slots. So yeah, hilarious. Oh man, that was a funny video. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm glad that I watched it live with you guys so you can get my reaction. Absolutely hilarious. Like I said, I'll share that link to that video in the Telegram chats after the live stream. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to post a link to that video for sure. For sure. Don't worry. I'll post it in the Telegram group as soon as I'm done live streaming so you guys can find that link in the Telegram group. I'll also post it in the Beyond the Streams Telegram group. So if you guys are looking to follow some of the after facts or after effects of these live streams or of some of these articles or join in the conversation, then make sure you join the Telegram groups for either Beyond the Streams or Next Level Tech, Android TV Tips, Rojas Reviews, whatever it is. But man, there's so much crazy stuff out there. Another one that I watched today was by a guy by the name of Meet Kevin. Meet Kevin is a YouTuber, usually talks about stocks. He was a real estate agent, and he does very, very well for himself in general, actually in everything he does in real estate, on YouTube, everywhere. So 4 o'clock in the morning, he posts a video saying that he was taking over the Mad Money Show on CNBC, and he was playing it very, very serious. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you would never take a job like that. Like, I've seen that he's posted that he's made $1 million in a month off YouTube. Like, this guy makes bank, right? For him to say, yeah, I'm going to go get a job with the suits, I already knew it was fake. It's like, get out of here with that BS, right? So he ran a whole episode saying that, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm thinking about taking this job, but then I'd be selling out. And then he ends it with writing an email to them. And at the end, he says, P.S., this is only an April Fool's joke. So, you know, shout out to all the content creators that out there that are actually using today as a day to release some stress and actually have some fun with their job. I know most of us have fun with whatever it is that we create and we record with on a daily basis. But sometimes we don't always have to be so serious in our videos, and we can have a little bit of fun. I know personally on my own channel, I put up a video, and while I was editing, I was talking about a mining rig for mining cryptocurrency. Instead of rig, I said rib, and I'm like, why am I going to take that out of the edit? So I put a picture of a rib rack. So it's just, you got to have fun with what you do. At the end of the day, we're all people. We're all relatable. We all like ribs. What could I say? So this is probably going to be the end of the show now. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I hope you guys like the content that's coming out with Beyond the Streams. We are doing 3 episodes every week still. We have done over 120 episodes of the podcast. We've also have YouTube versions that you can watch the actual reactions. You can see the people that are on the podcast. And 619 says, I bet the 4090 could cook some ribs. For sure. For sure. I hope you guys are enjoying the clips as well, too. That channel is still in its infancy. I'm not even going to try. But that channel's under 400 subscribers right now. But you're going to catch some stuff on that clips channel that you missed, for sure. We've been posting clips from when we first started the Beyond the Streams channel. And people are watching it religiously. And they're like, we don't even remember this. Like, when did this come out? Some people are like, it's hard to tell when it came out because our backgrounds are different. Maybe our microphones are different. Maybe my hair is different. Maybe I had no beard and then I had a beard and then I grew one back and it got shaved off. Who knows, right? But there's all kinds of crazy content that's coming out all the time. And I have a 6090 on order. Get out of here, paper plate. Yeah, you know, when it comes to graphics cards and all that kind of stuff, I would say be mindful. There's a lot of changes, a lot of changes that are coming down the line in regards to cryptocurrency, how it's being mined. So if you guys are thinking about getting into mining cryptocurrency, it's kind of, there's some things that are happening in the next month that I'm just saying, do your research. There's a lot of coins out there if you're going to be mining that you can mine. Some of the most profitable ones may not be the most profitable ones tomorrow. So you just got to do your research, right? So if you think you're just going to go out there and buy a bunch of 3090 graphics cards that cost $2,000-$3,000 each, and then you're going to start making all this money off mining cryptocurrency, I'm just saying, be mindful of what you're doing. Do your research, right? Don't just jump out on things on blind faith. There's a lot of interesting things that are happening out there. A lot of the interesting things that are saying, yeah, but so paper play is saying helium. Now, helium, I think, is not GPU mining. So that's the thing. Do you need to go buy a 3090 to mine helium? Let me see. Oh, auto-corrected the helmet. I'm just taking a quick look because I want to see if I'm right or wrong. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I got to do some more research on helium. I've seen some people talk about it. But it's like you got to buy a separate device to mine helium. Like if that's something you want to do, because I've seen a couple people talk about helium recently. If that's what you got to do, then you better jump on those devices before they're sold out. Because everything these days is selling out super quick. Super quick. What's up, Sandman? How you doing? You guys are crazy. 619 says Financial Friday tomorrow. Yeah, I could talk about some stuff tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to do a live stream tomorrow. Yeah, I should be able to do it around 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. So just for everyone on the podcast, if you guys don't know who I am, I'm Next Level Tech, part of Beyond the Streams YouTube channel, podcast, all that kind of good stuff. And I do also have my own YouTube channel called Next Level Tech. And I also do live streams on my my personal YouTube channel every Friday around 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Sorry, I'm just checking a quick message here. Because like I said, I might have had a special guest jump on, but already 52 minutes in. Holy crap. How do I go from, oh, this is going to be a half an hour episode, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, to talking for 50 minutes straight? This is absolutely insane. And I do this every time. You know, I get people that I'll run into or that'll meet me or, you know, want to talk about becoming a YouTuber or a content creator, and they'll watch one of my videos and they'll say, you're just so natural at it. You can just talk and have a conversation. And they're like, I can't do that. I'm like, it doesn't start this way. I've been doing this for 3-4 years now. When I first started, I didn't show my face. People didn't know what I looked like. Probably a good thing. Probably why I got more subscribers then than I do get now. That's probably true. Maybe I need to stop showing my face. I'll get more subscribers. Anyways, guys, we are almost an hour in. I wanted to do another quick shout out to both OmniLabs. They have their telepresence robot. It's awesome. Great stuff down there. You can get a free test drive of a telepresence robot through the link in the description. Absolutely great stuff there. So many good things, from all day battery life to auto docking for the charging to 4K wide angle cameras, remoting remotely anywhere in the world, all that kind of good stuff. Check out OmniLabs in the description below, as well as Buzz TV. Buzz TV has always been continuously staying up to date with their devices and the stuff they've been bringing to the market, with great user interface. Their new themes that they're coming out with, Buzz TV 5, great color schemes, all that kind of good stuff. 4900, the ability to put in that 2.5-inch SSD, to me, great. Don't even need the internet. Absolutely lovely. Yeah, man. So check out OmniLabs and Buzz TV. I would love Paperplate. I see that comment. Paperplate says, talk about the OnePlus 9. I love OnePlus products. I absolutely love the OnePlus products. And I can't wait to get another OnePlus device. But for myself, it's probably going to be a little while until I get a new device. If I do talk about the OnePlus products, it's just going to be specs and speculative because I don't actually have the device in my hand. It'll probably be a little bit biased because I liked my OnePlus devices in the past. So it is what it is. Just want to make sure I'm not missing anything in the chat, guys. If I've missed your comments, I just want to say I appreciate you guys coming out, supporting what we do here on Beyond the Streams, and that you guys are awesome. No matter what we do, you guys support us. You listen to us. If I've missed your comments, your questions, anything like that, make sure that you come back. You leave a comment on the stream if you're listening to us on one of the podcast places like Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, Apple, Google, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Make sure you leave us a review. It does help other people like yourself find the podcast and enjoy the content that we really do put a lot of effort in to bring out to you guys. It's amazing the amount of connections that we've been able to get from finding people from OmniLabs to Turtle Beach and GoSun. Spot on. There's been so many good companies that have taken time out of their busy schedule to meet with us and tell us about their products personally. And just, it's been an amazing, amazing ride that we've been able to connect with such great people on both sides of the spectrum, from the businesses to you guys, right? So without you guys, we wouldn't be creating the content that we do. So we really do appreciate all of you guys. And by you guys leaving us those interactions, those reviews, those thumbs up, those comments, it helps more and more people like yourself find it and creates more opportunities for us to create more content for you guys. It is a great, great cycle. So thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for being a part of Beyond the Streams. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. And make sure that you stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast. It'll be dropping at 8 o'clock in the morning. This has been Mark from Next Level Tech, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.